You've obviously got high standards.
So what's the bit you are happy with?
I was happy with their attitude and their commitment. It's fantastic, as I've said to you, along with their quality. I thought they showed a lot of that. I thought there was a lot of good stuff played. We saw some great goals. But yet again, we lose a goal from our possession in the final third, you know, in the opposition's final third. So the one thing we asked for in the second half we never got, which was a clean sheet, and that's the big disappointment.
Did do well in that first half, you must be delighted with the intensity and the clinical finish that your guys showed.
Well, I think that's the one thing about this group. They've showed great respect to their opponents. You know, we knew it would be a tough game. Stenhouse Muir have done very well in the transfer market, I believe. I think they've recruited very well. They've got good players. I've had a couple of three of the boys actually, Adam Brown, Ricky Jameson, and Robert Thompson, who I know all know their quality. So I know they've recruited very well, along with the players that have already got. So we knew it would be a tough game. We had to work really hard to get the opening. But they showed great patience, and I think that was the difference in the second half. We started to run with the ball instead of moving the ball quicker. You know, and sometimes it becomes like, I know it's difficult when you're winning with so many goals at that particular time. And we start doing things that we've talked about not doing. You know, keep the ball rolling, keep the ball going quick, because the ball moves quicker than you. You know, so stop running with it. And then we started making a couple of wrong choices for about 10 minutes, and as I say, it cost us with the goal. So, as I say, a lot to be very pleased with. But as I say, obviously, I think he's known me well enough now. I'm a stickler for making sure we do everything right, or try to get everything right. And I'd like an opposition to score against us a good goal. As I say, we can't give possession away as cheaply as we did and lose a goal for the opposition's half. That was criminal, actually, to do that. But as I say, it's something to learn. And as I say, we've always got something to learn every game you go into. So, as I say, maybe being a stickler, but delighted with a lot of it. But obviously, there's some bits grind with me still.
As long as our maths is right. 16, I mean, that must be a great achievement.
So. Well, as I said, for day one, you want to win every competition you're involved in, and why shouldn't we? If you've got good players, you know, that's the aim, is to try and win every game you play, every match you play. You try to play well every match you play. It's not going to happen, but as you say, you know what, cup competitions, I said to you before, I've won competitions with Birmingham, I've got to finals with West Ham when people least expected it. You know, so I've done it before. With Aloha last year was a quarter final, we're very unfortunate against Hibs, you know, so it's possible. Anything's possible in football, and that's why I say we get into every game, you dust one down, you win it, you go on to the next one and try and win the next one. And that's what we've tried to do throughout. We had a disappointing result, not performance. The second half performance at Milton put us under pressure. First half I thought were excellent, and we're disappointed to lose that game, but the boys have bounced back fantastically well, and as I say, to score the amount of goals we have in that period is very pleasing, obviously.
That's a master
closet,
isn't it? The amount of goals
that
you've scored in your front three, they look as if they're getting better and better with each game that
they
play together.
They're terrific players, but they know there's that pressure on them now. You know, they're getting pushed behind the other guys that's here. And as I said to you, that I think it's important that the squad's strong. You know, I think the squad's strong. That so if we want to make a change on the pitch, it doesn't take that quality down. And I think that's we're getting close to that now. I mean, you like to see Kennedy and that coming on now. You're seeing that quality that's coming off the bench to keep the game up there and the tempo up there and the quality up there. So, really, really pleased at that. But we know we've got a long, hard shift in front of us. We know we've got to play well every week. We've got to train well every day to get better and better. And the boys know that there's a lot of things that we have to still improve on.
Just how pleased were you to get the Kai Kennedy deal over the line? He certainly was getting the fans on their feet whenever they got the ball today.
Well, that's why he's here, because once he gets his game fitness, you know, and his match fitness is so important for him. I don't want to rush him too quickly. He's just come in the door on Thursday. It's been a long, drawn-out sort of saga. Nobody's fault. But I'm delighted that he's in. Now it's trying to get him that game match. Matches in his legs. It's the same with Reece Cole. Long time since I've played games. So we played Reece a little bit longer than we did. And you can see, actually, just before we turned him off, he'd actually slipped. And I think that was just down to fatigue because he's not played a lot of matches. So I have to be very, very careful on that. So some guys play today to get the minutes in, and that was no disrespect to Stenhouse Muir. I think everybody knows that the league's the most important thing, and you don't have a reserve team, you have to have them get matches. So I'm really, really pleased that they get their minutes in, and I was delighted with their performances. I was with the boys, you know, as I say, obviously we lose the goal, it gives you that wee bit in the back of your throat, but a lot of it was excellent. As I say, probably 80% I was happy with, but that 20% is a bit we've got to work really, really hard at.
Rangers in the fullness
of time. Absolutely. Listen, we always say if anybody comes to Dunfermline, I don't want to send them back as a Dunfermline player. I want to send them back as a player that's capable of playing for Rangers. That's what we try and do, you know. I want to come here and Rangers see a player that they already know they have. They know the quality. but he doesn't get back a poorer player. He comes back a player that can, as you say, can excite people. You know, there's not very many of the guys in the game nowadays take people on in 1v1 situations, because and that's why we've had to try and get the mix right. We want people that can take 1v1 situations because they're going to be important at times in games. You know, that, and you see them with that 1v1 situation, other ones see space quicker with passes, and other ones are good runners. So I think we've got a balance of that in the group. As I say, once the guy gets up to speed and understanding the simple things that we're looking for, because the boys have been away 4 or 5 weeks now, you know, it's maybe slightly different than what he's used to. So, but we're hoping he gets back to Rangers, a player that's more than capable of getting into their first team and playing and performing.
Some quite a bit last season as well, Ruth Rowe, wasn't he, played in a tip of a diamond, he played in a few different positions. That versatility is something he brings to you as well?
Yeah, but you see, you want to get him on the ball, that's the most important thing, and sometimes standing still is the most important thing in football. And when you see that and he's free, give him it early, you know, and that's what we have to get better at, you know, as we did with Kevin, was in great space at times. I thought Craig Wigton's positional play was excellent, you know, I think he's added that to his game in the short period of time, because I think they all thought it was about running all the time, running, but sometimes everybody else has got to move and you move the other way and you end up with more space. And as I say, I've been delighted with them. They're taking on board. As I say, Kai's just come in and Reese has just come in, so they'll learn that quickly, because that's what we try and produce every day in training, so they're very much aware of what's expected of them. So no, I was really, really pleased with him. As I say, he's a fantastic talent, and I'm sure he'll go on and excite the supporters. And I said to you before, the most important thing is if the supporters back in the door and exciting them when they come. They spend a lot of money coming to watch games of football. As I said last week, it's been 18 months of torture for everybody. So when people come, they want to be excited, and hopefully the boys that we bring here give them that excitement. We know we'll have our dark days, but hopefully we can eradicate that quickly with the quality of the player we have, and obviously wins us more games than we lose.
Yourself,
so
Peter, is that anything you can say about that at this stage?
Same as Kai last week, good player.
Just get him out of quarantine.
Okay, pub. You know better than me.